Hello, everybody. Welcome back to East Coast Haunts. I'm MK.
And I'm Sam.
And we have a little bonus episode for you guys today. We're going to be talking about the big announcements of the original houses from Halloween Horror Nights for 2024.
Woohoo!
So let's walking talk about it. Get it?
Get it? Let's walking talk about it. I'm glad, guys. If you did not hear last year, MK was so excited. All she wanted, obviously there's all this really good food at Halloween Horror Nights, all this inventive food. All she wanted was the walking taco. And we waited too long. And she got in line and they said, the walking taco is sold out. Oh, my heart broke for you.
Oh, I was...
But like, actually though, that was kind of...
I was like, aw.
Top 10 anime betrayals. Like, that was a little bit sad. So we will be getting it at the absolute first chance, assuming that they have it again this year.
I don't think they're going to, but that's another point that I want to make about all of these houses. The food booths
are going to
go crazy.
You want to hear my regret from last year? My food regret?
Tell me.
You're going to think I'm joking. The Karn Evil Dog, we made so much fun of it, but I'm a little bit curious.
We should have tried it.
Guys, it was bubblegum. What was it? Kool-Aid flavored hot dog.
So gross. It was a pink hot... Yeah, it was a Kool-Aid flavored hot dog on a confetti, like, cake
bun. Confetti. Yeah.
With the thing, you know what? No. It was a red hot dog with Kool-Aid pickles, I think, was the thing. And then it had... The thing that really turned me off of it was the cotton candy flavored mustard, or bubblegum mustard.
Yes, because what
that
do you mean?
That was like the one part that I was like, I don't think I could do that.
Because it would taste like kids' toothpaste, but also mustard.
Actually, that just sent shivers down my spine. And that sounds so dramatic, but like, actually the thought of that repulses me like you would not believe.
That's scarier than anything we've ever talked about on
East Coast. That was the scariest thing at Halloween Horror Nights last year, was this bubblegum mustard.
But I kind of wish I had tried it. I kind of wish
I should know for the plot? Yeah,
for
sure.
The plot. To further the plot.
Totally should have been done.
Well, like you said, there's definitely going to be a lot of really good food this year, so we'll make up for it this year.
Let's walking talk about those houses.
Yes, let's.
This is the first time that Sam and I are discussing this drop.
We waited.
We waited to talk about it with you guys, to you guys.
Get our real unfiltered thoughts.
And believe us, we do have a lot of them. So, let's start from the beginning. Halloween Horror Nights posted these, like, teaser videos. And then on May 14th, they posted this, like, full-length kind of, like, trailer thing that says the gate has been opened, and it basically shows, like, a janitor cleaning the park, and then it goes into a sewer and what's assumingly underneath the park, and there's this big, like, gelatinous Stranger Things-esque blob that, like, bursts open and I guess releases, like, a wave of fear over the park. So, in my mind, I was thinking that that was going to be, like, an original... Like, maybe one of the icons, we were going to get an icon house from that.
Right.
And, like, it was looking kind of like Fear for a little bit, and then people were speculating that it was, like, Fear's master. So someone even higher than Fear, who is already, like, the master of all the icons that you know and love, like Dr. Oddfellow, Chance, Jack the Clown, the Curator, the Caretaker, you know, all of the classics.
All the OGs.
So, very interesting stuff. Then, on May 17th, Spooky Empire hosted, like, a panel for the creators of Halloween Horror Nights and, like, other spooky attractions in the area to, like, get together and answer some questions from the crowd. And at the end, they dropped the first haunted house announcement, which is, of course, Slaughter Cinema 2. And the description that they gave of it on their Twitter is, if you're dying for a B-movie horror marathon, head to the Cary Drive-In. Scream through scenes from creature features, grindhouse gore, spaghetti westerns, and more. So, I think... Let's give a little background on this house. This is a sequel house. the first time this the like first Slaughter Cinema I've watched the walkthrough on YouTube looks absolutely amazing. Basically, you
what year is it from?
I am not 100% sure off the top of my head. Let me
but see. Probably fairly recent, because a lot of the comments, it seemed like people had been to it.
Halloween Horror Nights 28, so 5 years.
Okay.
And basically, like, you would enter through the, like, concession stand at, like, an old-fashioned drive-in movie theater, and then you would go into, like, they would show, like, posters for the new movies that you would be seeing, and then you would enter into the movie. So there was one called, like, Sorority Sacrifice, and then, you know, you walked in, like, all the frat boys are being sacrificed by, like, the sorority girls. And then there was, like, Meaty Meats Barbershop, and it's basically, like, a little playoff of Sweeney Todd where, you know, he kills
the people in the
barbershop. But all of this, again, I know we talked about it a little bit last year, is set in Universal's, like, original town, Cary. And it's basically, like, if anything that, like, will make you scream finds its home in Cary, I think is, like, it's something similar to that. It's kind of fun. Like, they really created this whole town so that they could have, like, a place to set their original houses, which I absolutely adore. So now we're heading to back to the Cary Drive-In to see some returning sequels of, like, the beloved houses in the original, and now some new houses as well.
Wow.
So, and as for rumors of, like, returning houses, people think that Cult of the Beast Baby is... Which I keep on wanting to say Cult of the Boss Baby. It's
that would be even scarier. Alec Baldwin.
Literally. And, like, the DreamWorks land just opened too, so.
That's terrifying. It's starting to shape up.
Yeah, Cult of the Beast Baby 2 is actually just Boss Baby. and then also, like, Amazon. I think it's Amazonian Cannibals from Planet Hell or something like that. Looks like it is favored to make a reappearance. So, Sam, what are your thoughts here? Do you have any, like, movie plots that you'd like to see play out on the silver screen, or are you just going to be pleasantly surprised?
So first of all, to me, this seems like it's a story within a story type of thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. It's like a little meta.
So I'll definitely be interested to see if there's any, I guess I'm just trying to picture it. Like, I think it'll be interesting if there's any, like, you're actually in the drive-thru. Like, are there going to be cars? Is there going to be, like, popcorn? Are you going to see the projection screen? Or is it literally just, like, you're stepping into a bunch of different movies?
I think in the original, it was just basically, like, you enter through the concession stand, and then from there on out, you walk through scenes from the different
movies. And these movies are not actual movies. They're just made up for Halloween Horror Nights.
I believe so. I don't think they're. I don't think Cult of the Beast Baby is a real movie, but
I would be surprised. Yeah. So I guess that's kind of fun. For some reason, in my mind, when I saw Slaughterhouse Cinema, I thought it was going to be like you're going into a couple of different scenes from like Chainsaw Massacre or you know, like that's like the classic horror movies. But I'm almost a little bit excited that it's all original fake movies, because I think that allows a lot more creative freedom. So
it's so hokey that I love. It's so camp.
Yeah, which is great. And it says something about like spaghetti westerns, like those like so I'm like that'll be interesting too. Like
that's gonna be so fun. Like right? I love and the creature features and everything like that. And so it's funny that you bring up like okay. You know, Texas Chainsaw or, like, you know, Friday the 13th or whatever. So this is, they specifically list it as a B-movie horror marathon. So this is, like, if you're talking about a drive-in movie, like, with a ticket, you get admission to two movies. And the first is always, like, the headliner, and the second is always, like, you know.
The one that's just there.
That's, like, yeah, they're just gonna play it. So it's so funny that they're, like, okay, these are all the B movies. So yes, we know they're like leaning into the hokiness of it all and just being like, yeah, Cult of the Beast Baby, is probably not going to be like the feature movie, but it'll be the B feature. And you know, It's
It'll be
gonna
funny.
come to life, and we're all gonna have a great time. I'm so excited for this.
This is gonna be a fun one, I think.
I love drive-in movies. We always go to one in the summertime down in like South Jersey, the Delsey Drive-In, which is phenomenal, 10 out of 10. But I just love like the retroness of it all. And again, if they have like popcorn as one of the snacks, just like at the food booth, just sign me up for it because
That would be awesome.
I
They
love
I'm they've got
it.
to. They have to,
You
right?
have to. You have to lean into like that, like the old-fashioned ads that had like the dancing hot dog and like
Yes.
the dancing popcorn. You got to lean into that a little bit,
Yes.
right?
They absolutely should have something with popcorn and maybe something with like soda. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what are the
Yeah, like
other
the like
pot.
soda pop, yeah.
Yeah, like licorice maybe, like
And there
Twizzlers.
was
I don't
always
know.
the one with like the one that I'm thinking of in particular is the one of it's like a hot dog and he's doing backflips.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I
I'm
love
glad
it.
that you got the red. Like I'm glad that you see the vision.
I hope it's that fun retro campiness, like you said. I think this will be fun. I think this will be really fun.
I think that this, and obviously Sam and I are like relatively new to the world of Halloween Horror Nights, so we're not experts by any stretch of the imagination, but and we didn't go through the original Slaughter Cinema, but I'm pumped for this one. I think this one's gonna be really, really cool. So
After this,
honestly,
I'm gonna look at the Slaughterhouse Cinema.
they have a good recording of it on YouTube for anyone who wants to do their due diligence.
I'm gonna do that after this. I'm excited.
On a scale of 1 to 10 with decimals,
Of course, with decimals.
how excited for this house are you?
I would say I'm like an 8, which is good because I'm only saving 9 and 10 for something that I'm like insanely excited about. I would
What is
say
your
a solid
decimal?
8.
8.0.
0.0. 0.0.
All right. I'm going to say an 8.4 for this.
Okay, so we're sort of like right around the same area.
We're on the same page.
We're both very excited, but we're reserving those 9s and 10s.
Exactly. Okay, this next one is controversial. But okay, so 3 days later, Halloween Horror Nights announced their next original house, which is Goblin's Feast. And the description of this house is: Welcome to the Goblin's Feast Tavern and visit the Goblin Village where a lavish feast is being prepared for goblins, orcs, hobgoblins, and witches, and you're the main course. I'm gonna let you go first on this one and just tell me what you think we will and will not be seeing.
So my first thought, I'm excited about this one.
Me too.
One of the comments on So obviously it's called Goblin's Feast. Someone commented on Instagram and said, "Me when the boys and I have Wingstop." Someone said, "Goblins and orcs. This is my Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings nightmare all rolled into one." So that's why I'm interested. Orcs. I thought that orcs were like, I guess, trademarked by the Lord of the Rings franchise, but I guess not.
I don't think so, and this is like a stupid thing for me to like know this from, but I know that they're referenced in at least one of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books. So
Okay.
that's where I know orcs from because I've never like watched The Lord of the Rings and I've never read The Lord of the Rings,
No.
which is horrible because I definitely should have, but
I've only seen the movies, but you would love them. I
I
mean,
know
it's
I
very like
know I would love
fantasy.
them.
The orcs are just like I think in Lord of the Rings they're described as like elves that have like gone bad. I could be totally wrong. I actually regret saying that because I don't know if that's true. But basically, they're like evil. They're these big, evil, muscly, gross, slimy creatures that do the bidding of the bad guys. So, I'm picturing medieval Renaissance fair.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
picturing lots of heads on sticks and whatnot. I think it's definitely going to be really gory. I think it's going to be a little bit similar. We might have discussed this earlier. I might have said this to you over text, or you might have said it to me, but it's reminding me a little bit of like Blood Moon for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for this one though. So you tell me your thoughts.
Okay, I definitely think that this is going to be pretty akin to Dueling Dragons last year.
Just oh, you're with, right.
Like, the aspect of it, I wouldn't be surprised if like they reused some of the sets from that.
I forgot about Dueling Dragons, honestly.
I really like Dueling Dragons. Yeah. Like again, I have to preface this by saying like we didn't grow up like, you know, going on the Dueling Dragons ride. Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't have like super high expectations for that house, and it really didn't disappoint me in any way.
Yeah.
So I'll call that a win. And also, the more Renaissance Fair TikToks I watch, the more I am convinced that I need to go to one.
Yeah.
And I need to dress up. And you know what? If that is wrong, I don't want to be right. So.
Well, you might not even have to wait until the next Renaissance Fair, because maybe you'll be dressing up for Halloween Horror Nights.
Perhaps.
Right?
And also, just as an aside to your previous statement, J.R.R. Tolkien is the creator of orcs.
Okay. Oh, he is. But yes. I guess maybe he like released them to the public, to the free domain?
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, wait, no. I googled where did the original orcs come from, and it's giving me, like, the Lord of the Rings, like, history of them. Like, they appeared out of Mordor.
Yeah, they, like, come out of the soil or something, like, gross.
Anyway, so I'm not sure what the difference between a goblin and a hobgoblin is, but
I guess we'll find out.
I'm excited. I'm really excited for this one. I know that people out there, like, I've been trolling on Reddit a little bit and, like, you know, trolling. Isn't that the word? Like,
I thought it was, like, a little bit of a pun, because, like, trolls and goblins and
I didn't even do that on purpose. I'm just that funny.
You're just that good.
And, like, people have very mixed opinions about this house. I personally am very excited. I'm going to give this, like, an 8.2. Like, I'm really right there with Slaughter Cinema.
I'm giving this an 8.7. But I think it also has room, because I think it could be awesome, but I think there also is the chance that it could disappoint me greatly.
I agree. Yeah.
So what are people, the people that aren't into it, what is their critique?
It's just the people that, like, are arguing that fantasy is not horror, and, like...
It can be.
I agree.
Right? I mean, yeah,
no,
they
totally.
Can't all be the exact... And I think this is going to be fantasy, but I think it's going to be very gory.
Yeah, I think... I agree. And you know what? Give me something other than, like, the classic slasher, where, like, I'm scared of a man in a mask running around.
Right, because that's after... You know? If you do have 10 houses of that, like, that's not fun.
Exactly. And speaking of... Also, I just want to note that, like, immediately after that, the Halloween Horror Nights official Twitter tweeted going goblin mode, which I think is, like,
that's so funny. That is funny.
But, yeah, no, speaking of original, like, scary concepts, the next house was announced. All of these were announced, which I think is so fun, at 10:33 in the morning and Eastern time, and, like, it's Halloween Horror Nights, like, 33. So I thought that was, like, kind of fun. Like, it was
posted. Yeah, that's cute. Oh, creative.
But this next house is Major Sweets Candy Factory. You've been invited to chaperone a field trip to a candy factory. The deadly delicious treats turn the kids into sugar-fueled fiends.
Oh, the kids get involved in this.
Mm-hmm. The kids are manipulated.
My thoughts are, a lot of the comments on Instagram were cracking me up because they were, you know, the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience of, like, the unknown. All the comments were like, will the unknown be there? Which I thought was hilarious. This one, okay, I didn't realize the part about the kids turn into candy-coated killers wielding sharpened candies. That, like, low-key makes it less scary somehow. Because for some reason... Like, I know that all those actors, the scare actors, are, like, adults playing kids. So, for some reason, that makes it less scary to me. I don't know.
I get that. I get that. But I think that this house, especially with, like, the new Timothée Chalamet Wonka movie coming out.
Yes.
I think that this is going to be, like, a really cool house. I will say, like, the least excited for this one so far, but I would love to see, like, you know that scene in the original Willy Wonka where, like, Augustus Gloop, like, gets sucked up, like, the chocolate river?
Yeah, that is like horrible, but yes.
Scared me to death as a kid. Would love to see, like, a recreation of that in the
Yes.
Tunnels.
Or like someone, yeah, like a creature covered in the chocolate, like
Like,
running toward
coming out of
you.
the water, or
But what
coming out
about that
of
part where it's like, where they're in the boat? I mean, I guess they probably can't do this, but like when they're in the boat in that tunnel, it's super creepy.
scares me so bad. It
And
still scares me.
it'll definitely be interesting because it'll be like the juxtaposition, fancy word, of like
Ooh.
the like sweet, innocent, colorful, and everything, and then like demonic, scary murderer, whatever, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah,
So
no, it's
that'll be fun.
gonna be fun.
I can't wait to see what the foods are for this one. I'm sure obviously it's going to be something. I bet they'll have a big milkshake of some sort, like one of those monster
Ooh, like
milkshakes.
one of the like black tap. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
So
that'll be
kind of fun,
so
right?
fun.
And hope
I
I'm sure this one
kind of
I bet this one will have a signature cocktail of some sort also, something sweet, right? Don't you
you
think?
know, I would love to see. I have a feeling it's gonna be one of those cocktails that has like a little gummy on it. Like, you
Oh
know?
yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And I eat that up every time. So I'm
Literally.
excited for this. I'm definitely excited for the food booth here. Also, going back to the Goblins Feast, if there's not a turkey leg in that food booth, I don't want it.
I don't want it either. I
Thank you.
don't want that
And you
either.
would agree with me.
Because what is the point?
I
Are you
could
kidding me?
mess up a turkey leg right now,
So what I
for
know, I
sure.
was actually thinking about the turkey legs the other day. Ah,
I think about them every day.
that was the best. And we each got our own separate one and we both finished them and they were absolutely scrumdilicious.
We sat in the Jurassic Park
Oh my
land,
God, it was so fun. Just
just
like people
ripping it
watching.
off with our teeth.
It was so good. It was so
Oh.
good. I swear we like accidentally influenced people to get it because after we got it, like a bunch of other people went and got it. And I
It
was
was like a
like,
huge line afterwards, and I was like, we're definitely making this look so
I
good.
know. I was like, we're modeling the giant turkey legs.
Also, just one more thing about Major Sweets before we move on, that it is the inspiration for this house was taken from a previous scare zone. So you can look up like
Oh.
the pictures from that. And also there was some sort of like truck in this scare zone that had sweets as like the license plate, but it was like a vanity plate. And instead of E's, the two E's were threes. And
Okay.
people were like, oh, that was a hint that it's coming to like Halloween Horror Nights 33. So whether that was a hint or just a coincidence, the world may never know, but
Nothing is a coincidence.
I don't think so. Universal is on top of this stuff.
They are. They're like Taylor Swift with the Easter eggs.
True.
So what do you give it as a rating of how excited you are?
I'm gonna give this like a 7-7.
I'm gonna give it pr basically the same. I'll give it a 7-4.
Okay. Cool. All right, the next house that was announced is the Museum Deadly Exhibit. You decide to visit the new folklore museum exhibit, The Rotting Stone, when an evil escapes from within, destroying everything in its path. I love like museums, like any sort of like natural history museum, like sign me up.
You do love, yes.
I love a good museum. And I'm very curious about this one because there was like a leak a while back. So if you don't want to hear that, just like skip forward like 15 seconds.
Okay.
But that someone who worked at Universal like saw inside one of the either like sprung tent or warehouses that, and it was like Egyptian themed.
Right.
So this has to be some sort of like Egyptian folklore, which if we're getting like an Egyptian mythology reference, I'll be very excited because I definitely went through like a little bit of a hardcore phase
Of
with
course.
my Egyptian and Greek mythologies. So I'm over the moon excited for this house. I think it's a really cool original concept. And I might rank this my highest so far.
At
I can't remember what I did for Slaughter Cinema. Maybe an 8-7.
Okay.
This house.
Okay, you're almost there. So
for this house.
So I'm wondering. I just feel like this one is so open-ended because, yes, it could be something with, like, Egyptian and everything. But for some reason, the way they say folklore, they say what? Like, the local folklore it's so museum.
Interesting, yeah.
Infamous new exhibit. It makes me feel, and, like, I don't necessarily think this because the one that we're going to talk about next is very cryptid-based, but the way they say, like, the local folklore museum's infamous new exhibit, I feel like it could be some sort of, like, creature or cryptid. I could be totally wrong. And also the background is, like, I don't know. It just, it's not giving Egyptian at all. But what if it's just a, what if it's a bunch of different exhibits and they're all coming to life, like Night at the Museum? I don't know.
I think it is going to give, like, haunted Night at the Museum vibes. Could you imagine if this was a cryptid museum and all the cryptid exhibits came to life? I would die.
And especially, like, deadly exhibits. Like, it makes it, like, for some reason, like, I feel like if it was, if it was the Egyptian one, they would be, like, solely focusing on, like, I feel like it would be such a, it would be such, like, a waste if they only did, like, a tiny bit of Egyptian. Because, like, I want them to do, like, a whole Egyptian house.
And, like, what museum have you been to that's, like, only, like, only Egyptian stuff? Like, they should have stuff from different eras and, like, you know, whatever. I am so, all right, give me your,
I'm giving it a 7, a solid 7, because I just, okay. I don't have enough information yet.
I kind of agree with you there. I'm really excited for, like, the Universal Discover podcast to come out with this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Give us some context.
Exactly.
And yeah, but you are so into natural history and everything. So I think this will be up your alley. But again, we have to wait and see what the details are.
I already know what folklore is, you know.
I know. It could be so many different things.
Ugh. But what would you like to see as part of, like, the food based for this house?
That's a great question. They're going to have to get a little creative, I think. Because
I think so, too.
Off the top of my head, I'm like, you know what, maybe they'll have, if it's not, it said it's natural history specifically on there.
It said folklore. Like,
okay, okay. Because I was going to say, if it was natural history, maybe something like a fossilized, like, I don't know.
Like a little cake.
Something in amber. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be so fun.
But folklore, I have no idea. What do you think?
Maybe, like, depending on the folklore, like, which culture the folklore is, they'll have, like, treats from that, which would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Yeah,
if it was, like, Greek folklore, like, you could have, like, Euros or, like, you know,
Spanakopita. Jeez, yeah. That was so specific. That was weird.
That was, like, a little bit of, like,
our family coming out.
Totally, like, relative.
So,
relative telepathy.
Exactly. Tell me about the next one, because this one looks like it has a lot of, you know,
info. This one definitely has a lot of info.
Yes, and also, I feel like people are very divided.
From what I've seen online, people are really excited about this next house. So this next house is Monstruos, the Monsters of Latin America. And the description is, with La Muerte as your guide, you'll be begging for piedad from these three terrifying legends. Tlahuelpuchi, Malachuza, and El Cibón. So this is basically, okay, so this house debuted in Hollywood last year, and it got, like, raving reviews. It won House of the Year. It's really, I've seen the pictures, I've seen, like, videos online. I'm gonna watch the walkthrough just because, like, I'm definitely the person that reads, like, the last chapter first when I'm reading a book, which I actually hate that about myself, but I can't help it.
You gotta know.
Sometimes I just have to know. So, I've seen like the animatronics for these guys. Like, they're crazy looking. Like, they're just, this is gonna be a cool house, I guess. I'm gonna rate this lower just because I can't get as hyped for this because like I know this concept already. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's
Like,
already been an entire fleshed out house.
yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna rate this like a 6-8, but like in no way does that mean that I'm not excited for this house because I'm so excited to see it in person. Like, I'm excited to get the jump scares. I'm sure we're gonna be getting some delicious Latin American food.
Yeah, you're so right.
Oh, baby.
The walking taco.
Yes, because that is
Right?
true Latin American cuisine.
Well, listen, it could be. I think so. I, for some reason, had in my head, did they do a chupacabra something or other in the past?
Yes, they did a Chupacabra house, I think maybe like 2 years ago.
So, for some reason, I thought this was going to be chupacabra and La Llorona, like that,
Oh,
you know,
interesting.
because they're both, I believe they're both Latin American, you know, tales or monsters.
Yeah.
So I was like a little bit disappointed just because at first I was disappointed because I had not heard of any of these three creatures. But then I was like, it's kind of almost more exciting because it's like, I don't really know what to expect at all. And I'm almost wondering, like, maybe I just won't watch any of the walkthroughs at all.
And just be totally surprised.
Right? Yeah, although I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I
That's
think I'll
kind of
have to look.
fun. When we hang up, I'm gonna watch the walkthrough of this, like before I go to bed.
Yeah, I need to look at all, yeah, right? The
I need
perfect
to.
activities for right before
I
you go
just
to
have
bed.
to. I just have to know.
So it's, I'm going to give it like a 7.3 because I'm a little more excited for it than I thought I would be at first glance.
I'm very intrigued by this house.
I'm looking at pictures right now. I know I just said I might not look, but like
You can look at pictures, like,
all like the concept art and stuff. And you said there's animatronics here, which is also kind of cool.
I do. Okay, also, spoiler alert. I know there's one scene, I think it's La Lechuza, where she's like a bird type monster, and there's like a really gory animatronic of her like eating a child,
Oh dear God.
and the child's legs are like kicking from inside her mouth. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I
Kind
don't.
of love
It
it.
also looks like there's like
No
a
punches
crypt. There's
bowled.
like a crypt or something.
Ooh.
Like that you go into. Is that what it's called? Where there's like, yeah. Wow, this is kind of cool. Okay, I'm excited for this. This is gonna be cool.
I am not excited for any of these houses.
No, they all seem to be. Well, actually, the next one that we're going to talk about, I'm slightly confused about.
I was legitimately just gonna say, except for maybe this last one.
Like,
So
weird.
okay, so the last house that Halloween Horror Nights announced, as far as originals go, also, if you can't tell, we are getting six originals this year, and that likely only means only four IPs. So we'll
But
touch on
usually,
that.
is it usually 5 and 5?
It's usually five and
Okay.
five. I'll come back to that in a second after we discuss this last house. But this last house is called Triplets of Terror. You're invited to the Barmy Triplets birthday bash, but beware, celebrate by recreating their family's murders. Prepare for a gory gathering. Okay. So, I'm not really sure where to start with this one. To me, it seems as though this may have originally been a Strangers, like the Strangers house, IP house, that got maybe like axed last minute or like they had to repurpose. So now we're getting Annie, Hope, and Ashley instead.
Like
Those
this,
are our little sisters.
trio of
We have some like bunny looking thing, like bird-esque thing, and then like Big Larry with a paper plate mask on.
Yeah. Which, like, why do some of them, first of all, someone did comment, Mary Kate, you can tell they wanted the strangers and probably couldn't get it. LOL. Like, that was like just dragging. Like, that is, why was that comment so funny to me?
I mean, like, literally. Okay, so my question here is, if you had to, like, name all of them, like, what would you name them?
Squirt,
Squirt, which one is Squirt?
the big guy with the paper mask. Kringle would be the bunny,
Okay, I like Kringle.
and then the little one with the knife is like yeet or something. Like, you know how they say, you know that thing, it's like Boba and Kiki on TikTok, where they say like Boba is like large and round and Kiki is like sharp and like small. That's what I used to do that.
Okay, I'm gonna
What are
say
you
that like the big one is named like Thumb because he kind of looks like a thumb.
thumb?
And obviously the other two are Bonnie and Chica, so
Obviously. Oh, shoot.
obviously.
Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that?
But actually, no, if we're not doing Bonnie and Chica, the like little chicken looking one looks like a Sylvia to me. I don't know why. And the other
Oh,
one
yeah, I can see that.
looks like a maybe like a Pamela.
Yeah, she looks a little too normal. I don't want to insult. I have a feeling, because I saw a comment, and there's been a lot of like discourse about AI art in the world.
Does kind of look
And
AI.
someone did comment, and they said, "I hope this isn't AI art." So I was like, "I don't think it is." And I zoomed in, but it kind of looks like AI art.
It looks like maybe AI like created it and then maybe like a designer like redid it. You know
Yeah,
what I'm
like
saying?
it's really good. So like, if it was an actual artist that did it, like that's amazing. But I just thought that was such an interesting comment, and I'm also wondering, like, they have different degrees of complexity in the masks. Like, tell me why Thumb has literally like a half like eaten paper plate,
Incomplete.
and the other person is like a fully morphed rabbit.
So here's my thoughts here is that also like there were rumors a while back that like Texas Chainsaw Massacre was coming back because I think it's celebrating some sort of anniversary.
Okay.
And it really is giving like Leatherface and like the other members of the Sawyer family. I think it's Sawyer. Like Chop Top is like one of them and he's like a skinnier. Hold on.
Oh, interesting.
Like
Also,
look
wait,
up
someone.
Chop Top Sawyer. And tell me it's not giving like the chicken one.
So that's okay, and because I also saw another comment that said maybe this was originally. Oh, that's definitely giving the chicken one. That's terrifying.
And I think Leatherface looks like Thumb. And what's the other one? Chop to it's like Chop Top. I'll find it.
Also,
But
someone commented when you order the strangers off of Wish.com. Why is that funny?
okay, let's see. Oh, Nubbins. Nubbins?
Nubbins is the
Nubbins
name.
Sawyer? Yeah, Nubbins Sawyer. Let me see what he looks like. Ew, why he? Ew, he's freaky looking, obviously. The name like that.
Obviously, with a name like Nubbins.
But yeah, no, Loki is giving like the bunny. He's got the bunny hair.
So maybe. Yeah, look at that's interesting. I thought the bunny was gonna be a girl.
Team.
So, yeah, this one I'm sure it'll be, I guess, birthday party themed question mark. Like,
Which
could be interesting.
it's definitely gonna like it's definitely interesting. I am intrigued by it more than I am excited for it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I'm gonna give this like a 5-6.
I'm gonna give it, okay, I'll give it a six, I'll give it, flip it around and give it a 6.5. I
Okay.
think it could, I think it could be super scary. And I also
I
think
do too,
it could be
yeah.
super stupid.
I am probably gonna get my shit rocked in this house, and I know that. Like, I'm fully aware because the first time I went to Halloween Horror Nights was when they had the Texas Chainsaw,
Okay.
and that scared the absolute bejesus out of me. And I just know that there are gonna be chainsaws in this house. Like, I know full well that Thumb is gonna jump out at me with a
Yeah.
with a
He's gonna target you, I feel.
I fear as though Thumb may come after me.
I think he might take a liking.
That's what I'm scared of. I don't want him to take a liking. But definitely interesting. We'll definitely get a lot of like birthday cake themed food
Oh,
items,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Or something triplet Neapolitan, perhaps. I'm trying
Ooh, good
to
call. Like a
think of
Neapolitan like ice cream.
ice cream cake moment, something.
Yum. I love a good Neapolitan, so
That was an interesting one for them to put to do last. I was like, I feel like you should have
yeah.
like maybe ended with a
You should
bang,
have
but
like yeah, you should have like led off with that one, maybe like announced like Slaughter Cinema last.
yeah. But
Yeah.
also at the same time, it's like
Or like Major Sweets.
iconic. It could
It
be
is.
hilarious. It could be hilarious.
It definitely. This is one of those ones that I'm like, actually, I feel this way about a lot of them this year. I feel this way about not so much Slaughter Cinema. Like, I think that's gonna be hokey enough on its own. But if they try to make like Goblins of Feast like too scary, I feel like it's really not gonna work. Like,
Yeah.
it could turn out cheesy instead of scary. But like, if you lean into the cheese of it all, I
Then
think it's a
it'll
lot
be good.
better.
Everyone loves the camp. Everyone loves the camp.
Everyone
And like
loves camp.
we loved Yeti last year because it was camp,
It was
you
so
know?
campy, and they leaned into the camping. They had the little baby Yeti, like.
Yes, exactly. Like it would like the little trailer park, like it was so
Yes.
cute. If they had tried too hard to been scary, it would have
It would.
been cringe.
Exactly. So, definitely, again, like, I'm very intrigued for this house. I can't say I'm not excited for it because I definitely am. I'm just excited for Halloween Horror Nights season to be back. I'm excited for them to announce the IPs, although I am okay with them like not announcing them right now because it kind of gives me something to look forward to.
Yes.
But right now, I think the top like four runners for like the suspected IPs, I think Insidious is one of them, which is really cool.
Scary.
Could love an Insidious house.
I'll be really scared. I will be really scared of that.
Lipstick Demon freaks me out, so
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
That's
I'll
that.
be genuinely scared for that one.
I will too. I think we're getting like a gender swapped Universal Monsters house.
Yeah,
So
you did say
I'm
that.
kind of excited for that. I'm not gonna lie. I would love to see the Scream Queens pop off.
Is that what they're called, Scream Queens?
No, I just am calling them that because they're
Well, now that's what they're called.
Queens.
I would like that too. I mean, I don't really know. So I guess instead of it's not like it's necessarily Bride of Frankenstein, it's just a female Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think it's almost giving Monster High in like the best possible
Ah.
way. You know?
I'm kind of this is like random. That makes me excited to like come up with outfits.
Are we gonna Universal bound?
I kind of feel like we should.
We
I
should.
after seeing everyone's outfits last year, I was like, oh shoot, like people like
Like,
get dressed up, like it's kind of fun.
I definitely like I liked my outfits last year. I could definitely go a lot harder this year, especially if I can like do like a horror renaissance fit
Yes,
for
or yes.
Goblin's Feast.
You know what? It's one of those things where it's like, how often do you really get to dress up? It's like, just go have fun. Like, we have to. Everyone else is going to be doing it too.
Exactly. Like, this isn't Halloween Horror Nights is not the crowd to judge. So
No. Everyone is having fun. That's
And
the best
everyone's
part.
and actually everyone that we met there was so nice.
Yeah, everyone was really sweet.
And what was I gonna say? I was gonna say one more thing before we decided to. Oh yes, the other two like IPs I believe are A Quiet Place,
Okay. Nah,
which is
fine.
yeah, I'm very interested if they do end up doing that, how they're gonna do it. And of course, I think it's all but confirmed that we're gonna get a Ghostbusters house, which is I love Ghostbusters, so
That's fun, and that'll be kind of campy, I bet, right?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Are we not
It's
getting a
ghost
Five
proof.
Nights at Freddy's?
I don't know. I would love to see that. So unless they're like really like playing it down and then they're gonna be like, just kidding, like here's our huge headliner. I'm not sure,
I
but
hope they do that because I honestly I was really looking forward to it. So I will
I
be like a
also
ton.
was too.
I'll be a little bit disappointed if they don't. I'm not gonna lie.
I will be too, but I think yeah, I'd rather have that over like a Quiet Place. But also, I was listening to Fear and Beer podcast, which is my favorite Halloween Horror Nights podcast. But everyone go listen to them. They were saying like for budgetary reasons, like this does seem like a reuse year. So like they could reuse sets from like Dungeons and Dra or Dueling Dragons in like Goblin's Feast. They could like definitely reuse some sets. Like we probably will get a lot of like repurposed sets that you might not even notice are repurposed, but like they're getting ready to open Epic Universe, which is like the biggest, their biggest theme park.
Crazy.
And so like yes, this probably is like not a huge spend year for Halloween Horror Nights, but like also we might get like a killer Universal Monsters house again this year because Dark Universe is part of Epic Universe and they're gonna want to do all the advertising that they can get. So
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That's very true. That's very true.
we'll keep it optimistic. I'm really excited for these six original houses. I'm really excited for them to announce the IPs and then later on the scare zones. And Sam and I were just talking about when we're gonna get together to plan our and book our trip. So
Pretty soon,
we
it's
are gonna
coming
be
up.
getting another series, another Halloween Horror Nights series. We hope you guys are excited as we are
And this
because
time we'll a little bit more know what we're doing, so
yes, we'll have a plan going in this year.
I can't wait.
But I will say for like really not knowing what we were doing last year, we got everything done and we got Chucky, which was universally like agreed upon the worst house last year.
Yes,
We got
out of the
that out of
way.
the way first and then we didn't let it like bog down the rest of our
Right. And
experience.
we went on almost every single house twice.
Yeah, almost everyone.
And we tried almost all the food, at least almost all the popular food.
So
We got a lot done. I think
we
that
accomplished a lot in a short amount of time.
we came, we saw, we conquered, and we will be back in a few short months.
Exactly. All right, everyone. Keep it spooky. We will talk to you soon, and we'll be back with our regularly scheduled haunts shortly.
Shortly. Okay, bye.
Bye.